Welcome to the USU podcast, now reaching earbuds in over 175 countries and growing. I'm Julie Riesler, an interior designer for your soul. I'm a master life coach, author of Get a PhD in You, founder of the Life Designer Coach Academy, professor at Georgetown University, and host of this powerful show. I created this show because I believe you are meant to expand, evolve, and express yourself fully as your most authentic, extraordinary, truest, youest you. That dream that lives within you, it's meant to manifest. Tune in with me to hear life-changing conversations with leading experts, spiritual luminaries, and fellow entrepreneurs and creatives to help guide you back to your divine self, to your inherent worthiness, your sacred purpose, your right to prosperity and full health, and your ability to do, be, or have whatever lights you up the most. This podcast will help you live a life that's designed by your soul and not your fear. Now that we've got that clear, I'm just going to remind you one more time. You were born to fully be your youest you. It's your time. Are you ready to join me on this journey? Let's do it. Hey there, my friend. This is Julie, and I'm actually recording this after my conversation with Kathy because I just wanted to share. This is the second part of a four-part series to really talk about and look at the ways that have helped me to tap into my meest me and hopefully to help you to become your youest you. We talked all about the importance of honoring and listening to your intuition and how learning to be a coach actually helps you to do that on many levels. I don't want to give it all away, but I just want to let you know that Kathy, you know, she is such an inspiration to me, and I think will be to you as well. She had never thought that she would be getting into the world of coaching or healing or working with women in midlife. And so one of the things you'll notice is that one of her greatest pain points ended up being what opened up her entire awareness and life into what she's doing now in her career. So I just invite you to listen from that place of, you know, whatever you might be going through, whatever you might be struggling with or dealing with, oftentimes what I have found is that those times, those moments where we are struggling, where we can feel like things are challenging, if you just stay committed to really, really tapping into your inner wisdom, your soul, your truth, your USU, your intuition, I promise you it will guide you. It will guide you in a way where you will not only have the healing and the shifts and the transformation you want, but I wouldn't be surprised. I know for me, the way the divine works is that anytime that we work on our own healing, we work on our own transformation, there's always a way we can turn around and help others. So I hope that you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did and that it helps you to access more deeply your higher self, your USU. You. And perhaps it might even be that you find there's an interest in coaching or refining your coaching skills. Either way, I thank you for being a part of this community. I hope you love this conversation as much as I did. Well, hello there,
Hi,
Kathy. I'm so excited you're here and so great. We're going to say hello to our amazing listeners who are joining us from all over the globe. Kathy, I am so grateful for you, for your generosity of time, your heart, your wisdom, and I'm really excited to chat with you. I already have so many questions, and I just think it's incredible how inspiring it is. You're really creating your career and who you are, not necessarily much later in life, but in a different chapter of life. And I'm so happy you're here today. Thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you, Julie. I am thrilled to be here. Thanks.
Yay. Well, I just want to welcome all of our listeners. So wherever you're joining from near and far, thank you, thank you, thank you for really spending time with us today, for being part of this movement and community to be your USU, your most authentic self, connecting in to your higher self. And I know that this conversation with Kathy is going to be really inspiring for you. So let me give you just a quick background in case you don't know Kathy yet. Kathy Batista is the go-to coach for midlife women. She believes midlife isn't just based on age, hallelujah, that it is a phase of life and can be your best one yet. Ooh, we're going to talk about that. Having navigated midlife changes and shifts, Kathy offers knowledge and compassion to women experiencing that midlife rut. She's constantly learning and sharing the tools of her growth with her clients and peers. She has amazing certifications in the Life Designer Coaching Program, yay, in thought coaching, quantum time technique, NLP, transformation acceleration coaching, and mindfulness instruction. Oh my gosh, love this. Kathy coaches women to discover their midlife magic through conscious healing and self-discovery. So, and we'll have all the links and everything posted in the show notes and below.
Awesome.
I love your focus and I love this wording, midlife magic.
Yeah.
Can we, you know, before we actually get into midlife magic, would love to just hear a little bit about your journey, your path, Kathy, because I know that, you know, this is something that you may not have realized until a little later in life. So what was the impetus? What like got you on this path?
Yeah, you know, it's I find it funny that I fell into midlife, like quote unquote, right? That word carries so much meaning for so many different people. But I haven't found a better word yet. So I'm using it. But what turned me on to this was, I think what turns most coaches on is your own struggles and going through your own transformation and then wanting to turn around and say, there has got to be other people that are going through that or have gone through that. And, you know, we can uplift each other and we can help each other and really embrace where we're at. And for me, 37, 38. So I'm 48 now. And so about 10 years ago, I had this overwhelming feeling. And like I say 37, 38 is because it truly lasted like a good chunk of time, right? My kids were obviously 10 years younger. So you're busy with them. And day to day, it just felt like, you know, when you're in the airport and those walkways that move, that was my days. I literally felt like I was just going through the motions and I really felt unhappy. And then I felt shame and guilt because on the outside, I had nothing to be unhappy about. To somebody on the street, it is and was beautiful, right? But something inside just, I don't know. So not having a midlife coach and not knowing what to do, I ate too much. I drank too much. I shopped too much. I did everything I could to fill that void that I was feeling, to fill that space that was like, something's missing, right? Well, maybe I can find it on Amazon. Maybe I can find it, you know? And it just was this period of time that felt so rushed and lonely and, you know, like you're standing in a crowded room, but you're feeling all alone. It was such an odd time. And so after I did all of those, I kind of call them, they're very quick and effective coping mechanisms in the moment, but they often just add to more problems, right? So once I tried all those, it was like, what can I do? And I really just started diving into like, I mean, if you go back to my Google search, it was probably like, how do you know if you're doing the right thing in life? What's the next thing to do? What kind of jobs could a 40-year-old woman get? Like all these things. And I just fell into a bunch of programs that spurred me to say, I can do that. I can step into that and turn around and help other women that are feeling this. It sounds strange to say, but I know if you feel it, it's this desperation that you're like, the big question is like, is this it? Mm. Is this it? You know, 40 years later, I've done so many things, you know, you have a great family, but like, is this it? Could there be something more? And yes, there is. And there's plenty more. And it doesn't even have to be just one thing. It's full. Your midlife is full.
I really, really appreciate so much all of this, of what you're sharing. And it's interesting as you're talking, Kathy, first of all, I know you're not alone. I can relate so much on so many levels. I am sure we have so many listeners that are like, yes. And it's almost like I hear in that question, is this it? It's like, is this all? Is this what it is? Because, you know, and like you said, you were looking in Amazon and boxes and bags and bottles.
Yeah. You know, food, bottles. Yes. Yeah.
Something that was not the real answer, the real stuff of what you were looking for. And it, you know, it's interesting too, if I can just say, because it sounds to me, and you said this, that, you know, you felt really unhappy, but there was shame and guilt because there was no quote unquote reason.
Yeah.
From the outside looking at, you know, you had, of course, basic needs met, you had a great family, great life. And so I would imagine that must have caused even more angst. Like, what is wrong? Why am I feeling this way? I don't know. I'm curious, but it sounds like that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely did. And I mean, I have four beautiful boys. I have two from my first marriage and two from my husband's first marriage. So we're this amazing blended family. And, you know, we've been together for 13 years now. So we really were just doing everything. And it did. It just looked, everything looked great. I had nothing really to complain about. And so what I thought was missing in the easiest thing I could think of, other than all of those like kind of things that really can, like a runaway train, right? You know, a one cocktail is good, right? But the bottle is not. or one piece of cake is good, but the cake is not. Like, you really like have to say, okay. So I thought, I need a hobby. And Julie, let me tell you this. I think it is endearing. And I found it so funny looking back on it. I searched for probably a good year for a hobby. And if you are to look in my basement now, you would see an easel and everything you need to do to paint and do artwork. And that didn't work out. You would see all the knitting supplies and crocheting supplies, a tennis racket, right? But my favorite is a ukulele. Like, I was finding like everything. Is this it? Is this going to save me? Right. Mm-hmm. And to only find out that really there was nothing missing. Mm-hmm. I just misplaced my soul inside of me through just life. And it happens, right? And it's sort of what is, I think it's changing. I think the narrative is changing for women and the younger women, but it's what is expected, right? You go to high school, you go to college, you find a man, you marry, and you have children, and that's it. You're happy. You have nothing to complain about, right? And so then you do those things and you're like, but there's something. I'm here for a reason. My life has a lot of value as a mother and a wife and a friend and a sister, a daughter, but there's something else. And to find that and to help women find that through some of the techniques that I do, it just is so amazing. It's so life-giving and wonderful.
You know, this to me is one of the biggest questions that I think many of us ask ourselves. And it's interesting because earlier what you had said, and this is my belief, and you basically, you know, really said it, which is, you know, that you realize that the struggles you had gone through, the the challenges that you'd experienced, that as you started to shift, you wanted to turn around and help others.
Yeah.
You wanted to help others. And I love what you said, that, you know, there was nothing missing. You had misplaced your own soul just along the wear and tear of life. Like, I almost see like it's been there all along. You know, it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz, like the power's been with you all along. And
it's true though. Yeah. Sorry. Everything is inside. And that I think, and I know, you know, because you've done this for me, and I'm sure you've done this for countless of people. That's what coaching is yeah. It's there. And sometimes you just need somebody to hold a flashlight to help you see it a little bit better, but it's there. Right. And that's what coaching does. I think is just really, it's a mentor, a companion through this really just hurdle. You'll get over it, right?
Mm, that's yeah. beautiful. I have never heard it said exactly in that way. I mean, it's similar, but I love that idea. It's like, you know, the way I envisioned it is like you're in a cave. Like you can't find it. It's within you. But that yeah. person who's coaching, guiding you is holding the flashlight with you. Like you're looking for it together and you're finding yeah. it. And this is my theory, and it kind of something I believe. And I think you're on this, it sounds like you're on the same page. I really, what I see, and I'm curious for you, that often those that go into sometimes therapy, counseling, often now with coaching booming, those that have moved through challenges, like you moving through those challenges, being in those dark nights of the soul, understanding what it's like to feel like something's lost and missing.
Yeah.
Those often make the best coaches because you have that empathy, you have that desire, that intention mm-hmm. to help others. And you know from going through yeah. that experience that no one's missing anything. Right. It's, mm-hmm. And I just love that you said that you realized there was nothing missing. I mean, you have a ukulele, you have paints, which hobbies are great. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. It's just, that's not the like soul yes. you're looking for.
Yeah. And sometimes you can find it through that. Right. You know,
absolutely.
And I agree with you, what you were saying about coaches having gone through transformations or experiences. Because I often liken it to, I mean, would you bring your car to an auto mechanic or a chef? You need somebody who has had the experience or can relate and speak your language, right? And so that's where I found myself in this sort of time of life with, you know, midlife women. Yeah. And I was so surprised to find out that you go through life and after being a young adult, 35, 40 is midlife. And there's so many of us that are like, I am way too young for this because our parents' generation didn't talk about yeah. feeling this sort of bridge into midlife, right? So 35 to 70 is midlife. That's a huge chunk of time. Mm-hmm. Let's make it truly your best. It's the most perfect time too, because our whole life prior to that, we have in our younger years, we think we have time, right? We think we have so much time. We have so much time to mess up. We have so much time to do everything, right? There's plenty of time. Then you become a young adult, and that's where you are crafting your skills and you're learning experience and you're gaining knowledge, right? You don't have time. You have either a job that you're working full time and a family or your dog and all of these things, right? But then comes midlife, and it's this marriage of time and experience that is the perfect time. It's so exciting for people to realize like now is when I have time and the experience to do something together with that time. It's awesome. I love it.
Okay, that, and we know in coaching, reframing is like one of the most powerful tools. That is one of the best reframes I have ever heard of midlife. I'm like, yes, ma'am. I love that. I just wrote that down. It's the marriage of time, experience. And I added, I don't know if you said this, but wisdom.
Like, oh, yeah, sure. Add it. We all need it. Yes. It's, and we get it. We have it because that's where it just comes, right? It's such a good, beautiful time of life to embrace yourself. Yeah, it's really cool.
So you know, I'm curious before we get into like what it looks like today, I want to get a little deeper into the like the bottle and the bags and the shopping. And so what helped you? Because I got to tell you, as somebody who has, and I don't know where on the spectrum you are around the word addiction or addictive behavior. I know personally speaking, it's an ongoing recovery process. It is not like ended yet. It's gotten easier and easier. I'm curious for you. And part of the reason I asked this, Kathy, is you have such vitality and such radiance and so grounded. I mean, you guys, Kathy is one of the most like grounded women I know. Like you just ooze wisdom and being really, truly like comfortable in your skin. So I'm curious, like what helped you? How did you start shifting those behaviors? Was that what you learned through the different programs you did? Like, tell us how you shifted that to where you are today in your own, you know, health and well-being journey.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was amazing compliments. And obviously I wasn't always like that. You can't be really grounded when you're a mess. So I tried, Julie. I tried, but you can't.
That's a good quote. Yeah. Okay, I'm writing it down.
But I think that, so definitely the eating, I, you know, discovered that really for me, it's balance, you know, it was like my body when it was feeling and is these, it's a, like you said, it's a struggle throughout, right? But now we have ways and tools. And so I learned what my body needed, right? And I learned that for me, drinking alcohol was and is, because I don't, and I haven't for almost 6 years now, because I know for me, it's a slippery slope because it was very, very good at helping me get through not feeling my feelings and numbing out and just being there, like just being on that, like walking electrical walkway in the airport. It was so good at that for me. And when I tell people that, it's for me, when I say it was good at that, it took everything away. I wasn't happy, mad, sad, whatever. And so I can't imagine living a life where I numb my feelings and don't feel what they are anymore. Even when like people are like, let's have a drink to celebrate. I'm like, I want to feel this celebration. I don't want it to be tinged in my body. You know, people can do whatever they feel. They know their body the best, right? So for me, I just, it's kind of like a barometer. And I'll tell you what, I know when I'm off, I know when I'm having like a little struggle or something's getting me down. The first thing I do is pick up my phone and open up Amazon. And I'm like, oh, anything, but I'm looking at those deals, those lightning deals. And I know, and sometimes you're in a place and I'll just sit there and all of a sudden, 3 days later, something shows up. But more often than not, now that I have tools, I'm able to help myself through all my feelings, all my emotions. And that in turn helps me to be here for the people around me, to be more present than I ever was, and to help them, my family, with family stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was a dark time. It wasn't good. And even, you know, you just look back at pictures and just that everything, it just wasn't, I'll never go back. And so I don't want to do things that I did then because it kept me down for so long.
Yeah. What it sounds like to me, this is what I see. I've seen in pictures of myself, and I would imagine if we looked at pictures of you, Kathy, and this is sort of like that analogy of walking on the airport left, that walkway that feels.
We'll get the name of it by the end of this.
I know. I'm like, what is that thing called? Yeah. Someone's going to Google it while they're listening and like, I have no idea. But the thing that moves that you're walking on, that if you like don't pay attention and you get off, you can fall. And like trip and whatever. The way it occurs to me is like the lights are off, like the lights are not on inside, inside of you. It sounds like the lights felt like they've gone off until you started to really look at, you know, I would rather choose to feel my feelings, to feel my emotions, human feelings, human rainbow range of feelings, rather than use a drink to cover them up or, you know, most times shop or eat. And, you know, and I think that what I've seen and what I'm hearing from you is there's a choice. We make this decision that it's like, you know what, I want to be more alive and more conscious. And I want to, like you said, our lives all matter. And this is why I'm so eager to talk to you about this, because I know so many get to this point where we're like, what the heck just happened? Where am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? Where is the light? I don't feel it inside of me. And now what? And you really use the pain that you went through and turned around to help others. Before, I'd love to, because I know before you even came into the Life Designer coaching program, I know you had done other coaching work and other tools. Can you share a little bit about that journey, like some of the things that really helped you to kind of open you up?
Yeah. So I first did just probably a lot of alone soul searching and I don't really think of them as like self-help books. Like The Four Agreements was a really big catalyst for me in changing how I moved through my world and other teachers and authors, right? And so I did that, and I felt safe and grounded to venture out. And on top of the emotional things, right, of midlife, we are also in perimenopause. So one of my first group programs was Healthy Hormones with Zesty Ginger. And
so they're awesome.
Yes. Yeah. So I got involved in that and realized the connection. I got involved because I was having like hormone issues and perimenopause issues. And that is just miserable, especially when you're not numbing yourself anymore. They're even worse. They feel worse. And so when I took the course, I was shocked. And it's obvious, it's so obvious, but your mental health and your parasympathetic nervous system is so closely connected, and how much more control we have with doing mindfulness exercises and mindset exercises. And then there is the body component to it. So that was my first venture into a group program. And I fell in love with the structure of it, with the community, with the knowledge, I just fell in love with it. And I still work one-on-one with them today. And it's wonderful. And what that spurred me into was doing the thought coaching and the mindfulness certifications, and because I knew it held a secret. I know it holds a secret for people, and it held it for me. And to be able to learn techniques and then share them. And I remember sitting at one night for the group call, and I was like, I could do this, right? And I could help people and enjoy it and be good at it. And so that it just started rolling and took different ones that were of interest. Mostly I did the thought coaching, then the mindfulness certification, and then the transformation accelerator coaching program is with Zesty Ginger. And then I knew I had all of this knowledge, right? But it's like you say with like the youest you, I was like, something is missing in how I express myself in my coaching. And I knew something was missing. And this is where life is exciting, is because I recognized that feeling that something was missing. And I took like constructive action on it. I just didn't say, this doesn't feel right, but I'm going to like stick with it. Right. That was like the old me who was like, something's missing and I'm just going to cover it up and ignore it. But I was like, what is missing? What is missing? And then our paths crossed. And I was like, that is what is missing. I need this guidance. I need this USU guidance. I need this intuitive coaching guidance. I want it. And so that's what threw me into your program. And now I'll never look back. It just is such a great little container I've made for myself with all these modalities. And I love sharing it with women.
All right. I'm pausing just for a minute. I promise. I just want to let you know, in case you weren't aware, that I am just opening the doors now to my 9th cohort of the Life Designer Coach Academy. It's my premier coaching certification program. I have had students from all over the globe, lawyers, teachers, therapists, healers, single moms, coaches who want to refine their skills. I've had many, many coaches come through it, because what I'm going to do is infuse all of the learning I've had getting a master's degree in health and wellness coaching, becoming a certified exchange facilitator, all of my healing background with heart math and other mindfulness practices. And I weave in the positive psychology and the intuitive practices and the mind-body science. And I will teach you my proprietary sacred coach approach, as well as the tools, the practices, the techniques that I've been using over a decade, not just with myself, but with hundreds of clients and leaders from all over the globe. So if you would like to truly learn how to be your USU and to help other amazing individuals become empowered to be their USU, I really encourage you to look into this program. Even if you're not sure that you want to be a coach, or you are one and you want to refine those skills, I'm telling you, this is a powerful personal growth program. You will see so many of my graduates' thoughts and testimonials and responses if you go to julieriesler.com/certification. Again, julieriesler.com/certification. We'll have the link below. If you have any questions, let me know, but I would be honored to have you in this next cohort and to help you truly actualize your USU and to help others around the world to do the same. This is how we shift consciousness, my friend. Okay, back to the podcast.
I love this so much, Kathy. I think some of the key components that I'm hearing what you're saying is, number one, that all roads led to going within. All roads led to you getting quiet. And this is for you, listener, for you, beloved USU listener, anyone listening here who, and I've, you know, we've both been there where it's like, it's almost, you got to stop the noise.
Yeah.
Because, you know, oftentimes there are addictive behaviors or things going on that are just not serving at the highest level. And then it's quieting down. It's coming home to yourself, you learning these mindfulness practices, and also getting clear on how to tamper the stress response and how to really have a healthy, you know, have a healthy response. And with hormones in there, goodness, I'm like, that is a whole other topic we can go into, perimenopause. I had no idea.
Yes. Yeah.
And that you looked under the rock when you felt something was missing. And this is really important, because I'm hearing, rather than just bulldozing over it or keep walking on that walkway in the airport and not like looking to stop, you actually paused and were like, let me see what is missing, what might be there. Like, that to me sounds like you already had a shift, a transformation in the way you were thinking and being, to even pause and to entertain something missing.
Definitely. Yeah. It, for me, and this is where it's so valuable to have people in your life that can help point out growth, right? So for me to stop and pause and say, what's missing? Let me get curious about this, because maybe nothing is missing, right? I don't know. Let's think about it. Let's look at this. And so to be able to do that in a way that I had never done before, I'd always just said either, oh, I know what's missing, or nothing's missing, right? Is growth. And that's another thing that I think coaching does, because I have coaches. You're a mentor. Alex and Megan from Zesty are my mentors. Like, to have people that you work with and coach with and mentor with, to be able to say, here's some growth I see in you is amazing. Here's some, you know, or let's look at this, or think about how you did it last time. What worked, what didn't work? Like asking those questions is so valuable.
You know, I just think it takes a lot of courage. And sometimes that, you know, that piece, that courage, I'm hoping for everyone listening who might, for anyone that's listening that might be in this spot where maybe it's like feeling like the lights are out or they're on that walkway, you know, courage to take that first step. You were, you know, and sometimes it is hobbies, like you were joking that in your basement, you have like one of everything, like whether it's the painting kit or the ukulele, or that thought you were going to tell me like break dancing.
Oh no, that's a hobby that I've kept. That hobby I still do not.
Nice.
Yeah. I have my cardboard in the dining room and I bust out, right?
I love it. This work though, and I believe this so much so too. It's like, this is the inner journeying work. This is the way we connect to your U.S. you, your most authentic self, is by going within, is by getting curious, is by having somebody hold a flashlight with you, which you're such an example. And I know you do this now for so many women and others that are really wanting to like find that gem within.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Kathy, when we met, I remember it was through Megan and Alex, who I love.
That
we had chatted after, I don't even know why. I think I'd started to tell you a little bit. Something came up about coaching and the Life Designer coaching program. And I was like, wait, you were interested in joining? I'm like, really? Like, you already have a lot of certifications. What, like, cause I can hear the different things that you received. What was this? Why did this one? I'm just actually really curious. I was always like, why is she doing this?
No. I wanted to, right? And so for me, it was the structure and learning. In our coaching, we learn the sacred structure and the acronym of what that means and how to bring that into our clients. And through two of the certifications, because really it's two and they encompass all of those things, but there was never like a structure. Mm. And so I, you know, maybe that's what was missing. But what I know I've gotten from it, and what I know now, what was missing is that huge intuitive part of coaching, which is so valuable, and learning how to use your intuition with your clients. And part of intuition just isn't like, how many fingers am I holding up? Like it's not playing a game, right? But part of intuition is really being able to look at and, for lack of better words, like read your client, right? Mm. Oh, this is making them uncomfortable. Oh, this excites them. Oh, this, you know, they don't really seem that interested in that. Or I remember once they said that they really liked swimming and they miss it. And, you know, how can we bring that in? Whatever it is. And then also it is for me, that intuitive part, that part of, you know, sometimes right before meeting a client, I'll be like, I don't know. I feel like I need to pull a card and share it with them. Mm-hmm. And I do. Or just following your intuition on that is so important and valuable, and people really respond to it, because when we as coaches learn the tools that I learned in Life Designer, when we learn them and use them, our clients feel heard and seen. And that is so important for people. Everybody wants to be heard and seen. And most often we walk through our days and we're not, because everybody's so busy, you know? So it's an amazing tool that I've been able to sharpen through graduating and using the process in my coaching sessions.
What I love hearing so much, I mean, obviously it was just amazing to have you in that program, and I'm thrilled you're using this with your clients. One of the things I remember you saying, and I'm like, ooh, is you trust in your own intuition. That like made me want to cry, because I do find, I don't want to say all women, but I think for many of us, women identified as women and some men too, for sure. They're often, I know, especially if you fall in the empath, sensitive, people-pleasing category, you know, it can be a process to really trust yourself, to trust your intuition, to not, you know, to not override it because you want to make sure someone's happy or taken care of. And so I remember when you said that, Kathy, and I was like, oh my gosh, if nothing else, that you trust your intuition.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you have any experiences or examples? You kind of gave one with a client and pulling a card, but anything you've noticed in your own life in the last year or so, just where you really leaned on it more or where you felt a stronger sense or connection to your intuition, how that might have, you know, added value or been empowering for you?
Yeah. I pull it in all the time. My intuition, it truly is like your inner best friend. It's that inner guidance, that inner compass. So, I mean, I am constantly talking to her and constantly listening, right? It is that two-way street. And so sometimes it's in my own life, I use it and I use my body intelligence, my intuition intelligence, and I'll listen. And is this a yes or is this a no? And like, and I'll feel it. What this is like, you know, is this event that I want to sign up for a yes or a no? And you sit and you, if you pause long enough, you will feel in your body whether you're swaying left to right or whether sometimes, like for me, yeses are like the right side of my body gets tingly and knows my gut feels off. And you just start to learn these things. And so like every week when I fill up my supplements, I'm like, do I need this supplement? And I hold it to my heart and I ask and I listen. And, you know, supplements used to make me feel sick. And now I just take them and listen to my body when it needs more C, you know, or when it wants me to take a little bit more D, right? So, and I know I sit here and I hear myself and I know people might be like, okay, you wackadoo, whatever. That's what I feel like is so cool about it. And that's where intuition comes into play is that doesn't bother me anymore. It used to. I intuitively know that this is the way, right? You can mock, you can giggle, you can roll your eyes. But when you feel it and you know it, you just know it and it's fine, right? So sometimes that's in my day-to-day life, I use it. And then with coaching, recently I had an experience with a client who was... And I won't go into all details, but she was trying to figure out a way to bring some more gratitude into her life. And we were talking about it. And this is where you develop relationships with your clients and you're able to say, listen, I'm kind of thinking this and I'm not sure what this is, whatever, but this is what's coming up. And I felt I was nervous because it was a jar. It was like a mason jar. And I just kept like in my mind's eye seeing it. And I said, listen, I'm just seeing a jar and I don't know. I just have to say it because if I don't, I'll regret it. Right. And so she said, oh my goodness, someone gave me a gratitude jar and I should start using it. And like you put little papers in it. And so it just stuff like that, that just happens. That's so cool. And, you know, I guided another client on her journey to self-discovery. Because I just kept feeling like she would be an amazing Reiki practitioner. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, because she visually didn't strike me as somebody. We never talked about it, right? But I don't know. I just brought it up and now she's on her way. And it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing when you stop and pause and allow, really, right? When you allow the universe and everything to just kind of move and coexist in order, in a nice, I'm losing the word, but like a well-oiled machine. When you just allow it to happen, it all just happens. And that, I can say that I've always felt strong sense of intuition. I've always felt a strong connection with that type of healing art, but taking the Life Designer course and learning the tools and learning the heart math method. And those things really gave me the little oomph, the key that said, go ahead, Kathy, unlock this. You're ready. Bring it into your world, bring it into your coaching, and it won't do wrong. You'll do right.
it's so inspiring to hear you. What I keep hearing under this is learning to really trust yourself and being a stand for your clients to trust themselves. And to me, that is one of the most healing things that we can learn to do, especially men too, especially for women. And I think in midlife, I know we started on this interesting time of life where you had experience under your belt and you're really saying to yourself and saying to your higher self, and I'll even just add in the spiritual, because I was laughing when you were saying the wackadoo. I'm like, no, not in this community.
Yes.
You don't love, we're all like, go for it. We love you. We love it.
I love it.
Yeah. We love, bring it. You know, that what I'm hearing too is like, it allows you when you start to trust your inner wisdom, your intuition, you are co-creating with the universe, with the divine.
And yes.
And bringing your clients in into that co-created partnership where the way I'm experiencing it, what I'm hearing, it's like instead of 1 + 1 = 2, it's like you plus your client, when you bring in the universe, it's like 1 + 1 = 1,000. It's like a whole different possibility. And I so acknowledge you and appreciate how you are just trusting your guidance and to share that and bring that up in a way where both in your own life, it's making a big impact and it's doing that with your clients. And to me, when we're acting from that place of connection to something greater, to our heart and the divine, and connecting to that inner compass, like you said, I love that she's like your best friend. I'm like, oh my gosh, Kathy, have you named her? I feel like we need to name your intuitive girl, like give her a name.
Right. Oh, I'll have to think about that. I'll have to ask her what her name is. She'll tell.
Yeah, you got to ask her and let me know. Let us know. I love it.
Right. Yeah. But it's wonderful. And I'm able to teach my clients how to use their intuition and how to start listening to that inner voice. Everybody has it, whatever you call it, right? Some people say it's my gut feeling, my intuition, my inner voice, my inner child. Everybody has that sort of voice that we listen to, and to be able to guide my clients into that, that's truly how we can then start to make our way out of that dark night of the soul. And even if it isn't as dramatic as that, even if you're not drinking yourself every night to death or eating yourself and like, or shopping, it doesn't have to be that. You might just have a feeling and know that, you know what, I want more for myself right now. So there doesn't have to be a huge thing happening, right? But whatever brings you to a coach or brings you to ask yourself, is this it or is something missing? That's at that point, we can start to build our way out with learning your intuition and learning your values and your strengths. And that's one of the things that I think guides us is our values and our strengths. And a lot of times when I'm working with my clients, they're like, I don't even know what they are, right? So that we're starting and we can really get in the sand and play and discover what your values are, discover what your strengths are. Some people say, I've always held these values. That's it. I've always. And then when we start digging around and asking questions and whatnot, you may still value, you know, you might still value organization, but it doesn't hold the same thing as it does today, right? I always am like, listen, we change, because if we don't, like I would be 8 years old playing with like the light bright. Like we have, like that was my favorite thing, right? So now I have different favorite things. We grow and we have to learn and find ways to embrace and discover. And it's the same thing, because if we do it once, we can do it again, because that's what life is. Like, this isn't it. I'm not done. I'm still growing. I'm still changing. But now I have tools and methods for, like, the next time I come to a roadblock, I can get over it. And that's what I give to my clients, is that strength, right? It's amazing.
I just keep coming back to, this is what it can look like when you're at that impasse, that challenging point that could really, for many, look, and I get it, it can really feel like, you know, am I ever going to get out of this? And, you know, you took that and moved through it and really dug deep, got curious, decided I'm going to go into it. I'm going to go into myself. You know, I'm sure you've heard this, and everyone listening, intimacy is into me, I see.
Yeah.
Into me, I see. I'm seeing the inside of me, and you're helping others to do that as a coach. What I think is so amazing, Kathy, is you were courageous enough to, you decided, you made the decision, there's more here. There's more. And like you said earlier, you know, that question, is this it? You know, realizing that of course there's way more to be uncovered in yourself. And by doing that work and then helping others, to me, it's one of the biggest gifts we can give. And, and I'm so grateful to be on the path with you. This is, you know, been a dream. I mean, I could tell right away. I remember when we started in your coaching cohort, and I'm like, this woman has done some deep inner work and is a wise woman. Like, you've got wisdom, you've got experience, you've got incredible, really, you've shown up for you and for others. And
yeah. But see, that's where you remain teachable though. And that's the success that I had in the Life Designer program. I mean, it just is twofold from when I started to today, to remain teachable, right? Had I come in saying, oh, I just want this, I just want to learn how to use my intuition, right? Then you don't leave open for the universe to give you what you really need and what will really light you up and discover, like you say, your USU, right? Like, that's amazing. So many people are searching for it, and to know that you can find it is the first step, the gift.
Yeah. Beautifully said. That is the whole impetus of this work and this show, is we each have that treasure within us. And I really want to reiterate what you said. That is so true. It's so important, remaining open and curious and teachable. And there's a kind of, I think it's a Buddhist teaching around, I want to say the word Shoshin, is being open-minded, staying like a beginner.
Yeah.
And especially in midlife, when it's not like, you know, it's not exactly your first rodeo here in life. Like, you've been here a couple years plus, and just really staying in that place of humility and openness. This is you, Kathy. I think this is so important. And one of the things I've seen, and the reason why I think coaching is so powerful, is it teaches you how to stay in that place of curiosity and openness and flexibility and humility for
real. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. It's invaluable. Really, it is.
I am curious. You mentioned midlife magic in the beginning, and it sounds like some really fun. First, it sounds like, you know, when you're like at a carnival, like you could like pay $2 for midlife magic. It feels like some sort of like, what is that ride? I want that ride. I want to go on the, what does that, before we close, I'd love to know how you define that, and what does midlife magic mean for you? What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So to answer the last question, what does it mean for me? So midlife magic for me is, it goes back to, so like, I came up with magic because really, like, so it's like, you pull a rabbit out of the hat, right? And everyone's like, oh, where did that come from, right? And it's that shock and awe of life can happen now. We can really look at our lives now and be like, I can create and pull things into my life. And I mean, I wouldn't want to leave out that sometimes it's about taking things out of your life too, that helps you. So what can I do? What shifts can I make to make my inner soul be like, oh, this is it, right? Like, this is it. It's magical. It's wonderful. It's not, something to dread, or it's nothing scary. Midlife is, you know, we're here, and that's a blessing. It's a blessing to be in midlife. Some people never make it to 48. I'm so blessed. And to be able to express myself and my intuition and to do that during this time, I think is so magical. And so for my clients, when we work together, taking on that term magical, it to me, it's almost like cooking magic, right? You're looking at all these ingredients and you're taking it together and you're making this magical, a beautiful thing, and people are able to step into it. Women, to be able to see yourself with the childlike eyes that you had when you were like five, when you just loved and it was just love, right? And to be able to see yourself with those eyes now and look at your life and look at how do you want to create things. And that's, we definitely dive into what are your values? What are your strengths? Where in your life are they missing? You know, like I break it down into an acronym of JARS. It's joy, activity, relationships, and service. And we look, and where does it go in? Where does it go in? Because a lot of times, like, so people are like, what about, you know, work, health, whatever? They're all in there. Service to me is energy exchange. So when you're doing an employment, your energy exchange is whatever you're giving, you're getting back money, which is a fabulous energy exchange. That's the way we work. But there's so many other things. And as a midlife woman, to discover that your own, your value, your service, your energy exchange just doesn't have to be with money. You don't have to find a job now, right? So we look at all these things and we decide, where is it missing? Where can we put it into our life? Where can we bring this into our life? And that's where a lot of times the good, like juicy, magical work happens. Because that's where people's limiting decisions that they made come up. Oh, Kathy, I can't do that. Oh my goodness, I could never go back to school. Or, you know, I could never try to start a book group in my neighborhood because I really miss that activity of reading and talking about it, right? All these, I am, I could never. And then that's where we get into subconscious work to create conscious healing. And that's where the magic happens, because we remove those roadblocks that hold us back from becoming everything and anything we want to be.
Mm. So beautifully said. I love this acronym for JARS. I was laughing. So I'm like, oh, you had that intuition about the mason jar and the JARS and the whole, I love the focus on joy, activity, relationships. And I love that focus on service.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
It's like an intersection of all of those is where you're going to find, you know, that sweet spot, often where you can have a greater passion and purpose. And
yeah.
I want to thank you so much. You're such an inspiration. I think you're a fantastic coach and human being and woman, and just in, not just in midlife, but in magical midlife. And I'm grateful that you listened to your intuition, that I got to, you know, get to be on this, in this orbit with you and be part of your journey and just really like watch as you are helping so many. And I want to let everyone know, we will have all your information in the show notes below. So you can check out Kathy. You can find her. She's amazing. I'm so grateful. Kathy's going to be a mentor coach in the Next Life Designer coaching cohort. And she is just an amazing woman. I just appreciate your
staying curious and open and bringing in the magic and bringing in that, to me, I keep hearing like sacred awe and sacred wonder.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Because really it is a joy to do it all. And you just have flooded me with so many wonderful words. And what I love is that I'm able to do it because I listened, right? And I have these mentors, and that's where you need to find your people, right? And that the group that I graduated with, we're still all talking, and it's such a great community that it's a wonderful thing to invest in yourself. And then the return on investment is beyond.
Mm.
Yeah. So thank you.
I will say the last thing to that is I feel like the universe is listening. The divine is listening. And when we say, I'm going to trust my inner wisdom, I'm going to, whether it's investing in a program or in a community or in time for yourself or investing in listening and trusting yourself, I just really believe the universe is like, she's serious about, you know, being of greater service, making an impact, and energy follows, currency follows. That's just what I've noticed.
I agree. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, Beautiful. Thank you, Kathy, for getting off the treadmill in the airport. I don't know what it's called. We're going to just use that for right now. For stopping.
The treadmill in the airport. Yeah.
Yeah. The airport treadmill, for pausing to take a look and see what is happening, and just so grateful. It's an honor to be on this journey with you, and just so thankful for your light in the world. Oh, really.
Thank you. You know, we could go back and forth all day, because really, like, I love the light that shines in me, and that's what people like you and Zesty Ginger and soon to be me as a mentor coach, you allow people to shine their light and keep it shining bright and find ways to shine it. And so thank you for being a mentor to me. It's amazing.
Oh, well, I'm so grateful for you, Kathy. And I just want to say for you, my beloved USU listener, thank you for being here with us. Thank you for making the time and the space to really go within, to look at what is your light off? How do you want to turn it back on? How do you want to shine your light? How do you want to be a greater light on this planet? Because I'm going to tell you right now, we all have it. We're all made of energy. We're all connected to the greater light, the universe, the divine, whatever you call it. And I just hope whatever you were able to take from today's conversation helps you to access that light, to turn your light back on. And of course, if there's ever, you know, any way that Kathy, that we can support you, if it's coaching, if it's becoming a coach, even if you've done that, if it's something different to tune in, to listen, to lean in, like Kathy said, maybe it's the left, the right, maybe you're leaning forward or back, but notice your own inner wisdom, honor that. And to what I've seen, what we've seen is that will help you to really live into your USU and to shine your light. So please keep shining your light. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Kathy. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope it inspires you to remember who you really are and who you chose to be in this lifetime. If you're interested in becoming your USU, I would love to guide you. Please check out my website for additional information on how we can work together. And if you feel moved, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that more big-hearted individuals can find these inspiring conversations. Here's to being and loving your USU.